When Amanda and her husband, Jake, bought the abandoned farmhouse in upstate New York, they thought they were escaping the chaos of city life. The house had been empty for over 40 years, the price absurdly low. The real estate agent shrugged and said the usual, needs a little love. The moment they stepped inside, Amanda felt it, a pressure, like the air was watching her. They moved in on a Tuesday. By Thursday, she started hearing whispers at night, not voices exactly, just beneath the edge of recognition, like someone speaking behind a wall of water. Sometimes, it was just one whisper, other nights, it sounded like a dozen. Jake didn't hear it. Old pipes, he said. You're just not used to the silence. But Amanda knew silence. And this wasn't it. On the 10th night, she woke up at 3:13 a.m., the same time as always, heart pounding. The room was cold, the kind of cold that sits inside your bones. She sat up and saw a shadow standing in the corner, not moving, just watching. She couldn't scream, couldn't move, could only sit there, breath fogging the air, as the whispers rose like a tide. Then, without a sound, the figure collapsed in on itself, imploded, like smoke pulled into a drain. Jake slept through it all. Amanda started researching the house, county records, local forums. Eventually, she found a newspaper clipping from 1973. Family of six found dead in farmhouse. Suicide pact suspected. Neighbors report strange behavior in days leading up to deaths. It was the same house, their house, except it wasn't a suicide. Amanda could tell. The children had scratched the inside of their bedroom door until their fingernails tore off. One photo showed writing on the wall in blood. It watches from the dark. Amanda told Jake they needed to leave. He laughed, but there was something strange in his eyes. They were darker, deeper. When he smiled, his teeth looked wrong. She tried to pack. He locked the door. That night, the whispers were deafening. They clawed at her ears. They whispered in her voice, saying things she never thought, never wanted to hear. When she looked in the mirror, it wasn't her reflection anymore. If you drive past that house now, you'll see the lights on. Sometimes, late at night, a woman stands in the upstairs window. She's smiling, but her eyes are empty. And if you listen very carefully, you'll hear her whisper your name. Just once, from inside your own home, even though you live miles away, even though you're alone, or at least, you thought you were.